This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. I am Larry Steinhaus and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Listening in and get ready to learn real estate, stock options trading, and so many more things about money that I bet you didn't even know. Hey, you can call us anytime. That's right. You can call us anytime about any topic at all. We're a live show. Don't worry about the topic. We'll take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, or even politics. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, and you can leave comments there as well. In fact, if you're watching online, please say hi. It's the only way we know you're watching. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, and even get you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick and mortar, building, that is. Our students also are located in several states with our exclusive web access to any classes and any seminars. Hey, get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert, Larry Steinhaus. That's me. Hey, Deb, you think I should change the intro?
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, how it's very long and it's a little cumbersome, and I think you do need to shorten it up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm thinking I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's a lot. Maybe you can get ChatGPT to write.
Remember, we wrote one from ChatGPT, and I didn't save it.
Oh, so you have to do it over again.
So I may have to do it over again.
The one we did during one of the classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's saved. We have it. It's a Word
document. Yeah, I got to find it. Okay. Yeah. So real quick, I want to just let everybody know I'm here with Dr. Deb Anderson, the most brilliant person in every room because she has a PhD.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
And we have, of course, we also have the accent in here as well.
The accent is here, yeah. How are you?
Good.
How was your cruise?
My cruise was wonderful.
Great.
So I was away last week and these guys did the show by themselves without me. And I heard only good things, so I don't need to do the show anymore. You guys, it's all yours. See ya, I'm leaving.
Bye.
So real quick. I want to let you guys know that you can call in. Let me give you the phone number, 855-939-1137. Actually, write this phone number down because we are going to have a little bit of fun today.
Okay.
And we're going to put you take this tenant. Okay? And it's going to be a real, it's actually a real tenant on the line. So basically, it's not a tenant that's calling in, but we're going to have a conversation about a tenant that applied to me that I instantly rejected.
Okay.
But I'm being told to take them.
Oh.
So I'm going to leave it up to the audience to decide whether I should take them or not.
Told,
so hold on a second. Hold on. I'm talking. When I talk, you be quiet.
Okay.
Okay. Shh. I got to mute his microphone again. So let me give you guys the phone number, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Write it down because we're going to be talking about this. And anybody who calls in, if you call in to vote on this tenant, yes or no, you're also going to get a ticket to our Money Multiplier event next week. Is it next week? No, 2 weekends from now.
August 12th.
We have the Money Multiplier event. This is great. We do an all-day event where we talk about all things money, and it's just an amazing event, and we usually charge $97 for it, and you're going to get two tickets, one for you and one for a guest. The only thing we ask is that you can go because we don't want to give away tickets. We don't want to give away the seats to somebody. So if you call in today and you want a ticket, you're going to get a ticket. Actually, you can call in about anything, but again, today's topic, at least the beginning, we're going to be talking about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. So, of course, at Investor Schooling, we teach people how to screen tenants. And there are certain things we look for all the time, right? And this week, on Thursday, while I was away, Omri did a presentation because Omri is known as the worst landlord, right? And I watched your presentation because I wanted to see what a great job you did. And you did a great job, actually. I'm very impressed. And and you talked about a tenant that you had inherited.
Correct.
And it was a nightmare for you.
Yes, correct.
So why don't we just, if you could explain it just like in 2 or 3 minute overview of the nightmare of the tenant that you had, that you didn't, that you, when you had a chance to evict them, you didn't evict them, and it became a mess for you. So real quick, why don't you talk about that, and then we're going to get into my story.
So back then, as you know, as you just mentioned, I bought the house with the tenant inside. She was a problematic tenant. She never paid on time to me too, but apparently she didn't pay at all to the previous owner. And I got recommendation by the agent and by the seller to just get rid of her.
Right. So you bought the house with a tenant, and everyone, including me,
mm-hmm.
by the way, I was the agent.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, including me, said, get rid of this tenant as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you said?
So back then, I wasn't here. I wasn't living here.
Right. You were
so
living in Israel, right?
I look at it as a private school to try to rehabilitate this tenant. And it worked 3 times, and everything went well. And like your story, I think, in Easton, as long as they pay everything, the lawyer fees, the late fees, the rent they owe, they pay everything by the time of the eviction.
Sure.
We don't care.
Right, of course.
Right? It's very aggravating. Do you agree?
Yeah, it is very aggravating.
It is very aggravating.
Right.
But when they pay at the end of the day.
In fact, every time they do that,
yes?
From now on, I'm going to raise the rent $100.
I did it.
I know. But okay, but let's talk about your story, because I actually
we're
in a little bit of time crunch, because you have somebody calling in.
Yeah, so
and,
after
and that's
COVID,
why I want to make sure that you can get your story out.
I think after COVID it just was just too much. She didn't want to work out. We just got the UNO for the house that took like years.
Right.
Really took, I think, 2.5 years to get the UNO for the house. And I don't like.
Okay, so real quick, be careful. You're on the air.
Okay, it's a bad thing to say?
Don't say that.
You can't do that.
Ah, okay.
I don't think anybody caught it because of your accent, but
it's the accent.
I caught it. Okay, you can't say that. All right, so real quick, just because Army doesn't know how to shorten a story.
No, I don't.
Army had a tenant.
Can we extend the show?
Now, I'm speaking again.
Okay.
That means you have to be quiet,
then mute.
Okay? All right, I know, I'm going to have to mute you. All right, so... Yeah, he inherited this tenant. He was told not to keep them. And sure enough, they didn't pay. He decided to have them sign a lease, which, by the way, was the smartest thing he did, because I watched the presentation, mm-hmm. and you said that you made them sign a lease, which was very smart, because they didn't have a lease with the old tenant. And now if they have a lease, he could at least take them to court and evict them. It's a lot easier to take them to court with a lease than it is to take them to court without a lease. So he did that. That was pretty smart. Of course, they didn't pay again. Finally, the day of the eviction or whatever, they gave you all the money, and you said, okay, you can stay. And then you already had the notice of possession, right?
3 times.
You had the notice of possession, and that meant that you could throw them out.
You talk about the first time or the second time?
It doesn't matter. But you could have thrown them out, and you decided to keep them, right? You already had possession, correct? You had
4, yeah.
Right. So now you said, now they said, oh, please, keep, let me stay. Here's my money. And you let them stay. And sure enough, they became a problem again. And then sure enough, through COVID, they didn't pay anything. And I liked what you did. You told a little bit of the story, which I thought was great, which is that that they signed a piece of paper, the CDC form,
yes.
that said that they had been looking to get money from charities
yeah.
or it's the government.
It's government assistance.
Right. Under perjury, they signed this saying they were looking, although you knew that they weren't looking,
of course.
You asked them to sign the paperwork several times, and they refused to.
I had an email from the caseworker in the government assistance program
right.
said she refused to apply.
And they said, and she still said she wasn't doing it, right?
Yes.
All right, so actually, we got a whole bunch of people. Okay, hold on. All right, so we got a bunch of people calling. Hold on, Paul. Hold on, Mark. I promise I'm going to get to you guys. And our special guest is on hold, too. I want to lead up to that, so give me a second. Our special guest, give me about 2 minutes just to lead to the story. Okay, so then you finally got rid of him, but it took you 3 years, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right. So what we teach in investor schooling is we teach a very simple screening method that, yeah, you can use, of course, and I recommend it. What is it?
Application.
Yeah, but what's the application system?
Rentspree.
So I use a company called Rentspree. The tenant pays for it, mm-hmm. and it's $25 or $35. They run their own credit check. They send
same
it to you.
Same thing with Zillow. Exactly the same
thing. Army, I'm getting your microphone. Okay, so when you're ready to talk, I'll unmute your microphone, because you can't interrupt me when I'm talking. Okay, so we use Rentspree, and we search certain things. So I have to tell you what happened. So I'm on vacation, and I get a response. I get a text message from my property manager, right? And here's the text message from my property manager. Let's see if I can. I don't want to read all the text messages, but I want to go through something really simple. All right. You know what? There's so much here. I'll just give you the story. So he sends me over a text message. He goes, listen, he goes, I have a tenant for you. And the tenant has no credit. They have no credit. Like, you know, they have no car. But they've been paying their rent for 4.5 years. And they're moving because
the landlord is selling the property.
You know, isn't it amazing that I don't even have to say it and Debbie already knows it, right? She already knows it. Yeah. So I immediately said, red flag.
Right.
And then I said, oh, it's a red flag, all right, Domri, but you got to be quiet because I'm going to have to unmute you for a second. I said, absolutely a red flag, right? Yeah. Then I said, you know, then I said something like, I don't remember the next question I asked, but it was, oh, I know what it is. We can move in immediately.
Yeah.
The second red flag. The two biggest red flags ever are we can move in immediately and the landlord is selling the building. Yeah. By the way, real quick, 855-939-1137. You can back up the calls because this is going to be a lot of fun. All right. So I want to bring Jason on. So Jason is my property manager in Lehigh Valley. And I have to tell you right away, so I love Jason. I think he's the greatest property manager ever. In fact, I bought a property with Jason as a property manager, and that's why I kept him. So I actually bought more properties in Lehigh Valley just because I wanted Jason as my property manager because he's so good. But, Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
But, so then I said, I texted to Jason and I said, Jason, come on, those are the two biggest red flags ever. And you said what?
I disagree.
So okay. Why did you disagree with the first one, which is the landlord selling the building?
Well, so in our area, oh, first of all, let me just say something nice about Larry. I love Larry. Me and Larry have a great relationship. I don't know what I would do for entertainment if Larry was out of my life. So, with that being said, in our area, I don't think that we are the only area that this is happening to, but owners are cashing in.
That's absolutely true.
Correct.
That's absolutely true.
Especially smaller owners, right? So a very, very common application in today's world is, I'm looking for a place, my landlord is selling, and I have to move. In a market gone by, would that be a red flag? Sure, I'd agree with that. But in this market, it's not an immediate red flag to me, right?
All right, but the two biggest red flags to me are always, I can move immediately, mm-hmm. And the landlord's selling mm-hmm. the building, right? Mm-hmm. Omri's raising his hand. Go ahead, Omri.
So one of the things that you teach people, right, is to talk to the previous owner.
Yes, wait. So you have to understand, when I talk to the previous owner, I do it differently than anybody because I teach you guys how to do it.
Oh, correct.
So, yeah, so actually, Jason, you didn't speak to, but one of your agents spoke to the owner, right?
Correct.
Okay, so, and what did the previous owner say?
Great reference for the tenant.
All right,
four and a half years, two late payments in 4.5 years.
Right.
And those late payments were no courts. It was just one week each.
Right. Okay. So they were late twice. And, you know, and yeah. Omri's asking an obvious question, which is, did you confirm that they're actually the owner? And we're pretty sure they are. I'm not going to get into that. But I said then, you know, because the way I talk to owners is very different. I actually said to you, I'll bet you they didn't pay their last 2 months' rent. And you said, they didn't.
is this where I talk? No.
I said, I bet you didn't pay their last 2 months' rent. And you said, I don't know about that at the time.
What you wanted to know, what you asked for is you wanted to see if the owner is actually selling the property. And I said, there's nothing to check because it's not an MLS yet. They're removing the tenant, then selling the property.
To renovate the property. Sorry. So they're by the way, that would be another red flag. So they're removing the tenant to renovate the property, to sell the property. That to mm-hmm. me is another red flag. But okay, so then I actually went on to PAE docket, and I found that they were in the middle of an eviction. So now the tenants are in the middle of eviction, and I said, hey, Jason, you know, and you're trying to convince me to take the tenant. Now, look, most of the time, you know, Jason and I just agree. This is the only time I think on a tenant, Jason and I completely disagreed. And so he said no. He said the reason that they're not paying their rent is because they were given 2 months' notice and they decided not to pay their rent with the 2 months' notice. Now, that may be good answer, maybe a bad answer. I'm not thrilled with that answer at all. Omri knows to keep quiet. He's going, no, no, no.
No, it's if a person decided not to pay their rent because they got 60-day notice,
why would you not pay
not
the rent?
It's not a tenant that you should choose.
It's right. So
it's
they take it on a landlord. Right.
Never choose.
Right. Okay. All right. But that was my immediate decision.
And I have many more questions about this tenant because this is a broken story.
So real quick, what's your question that you could ask Jason?
So first, when you talk to the previous owner confirmed that he's selling the house and he wants to renovate, Jason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's confirmed.
So he confirmed that. Okay. Now, they are there for 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. So I guess they are on a month-to-month right now. That's why they are breaking in the middle? Or he gave them a notice in the middle of a year?
Well, so I have to change what Larry said earlier. They did not give this tenant a 60-day notice. They gave him a 30-day notice.
Oh, they gave him a 30-day notice.
They give them a 30-day notice, even though the
30-day notice to remove the prop from the property.
Which, by the way, is terrible.
Yeah, it's not fair, and I think it's not again. I think also Pennsylvania requires 60 days.
No, actually, the lease determines it, and the leases can be 30 days.
Really?
I just think that's unfair, so I always give 60 to 90 days notice.
So he started an eviction.
Well, he didn't start the eviction. Apparently, he sent him a letter saying, hey, you know, you guys have to move because we're going to renovate the place. And these people, I'm guessing they started looking for a place. Is that correct, Jason?
Yeah, and I just want to... I'm a stickler for terminology. It's not an eviction, right? He filed for possession of the property and judgment for non-payment.
We talked about
There's no eviction filed here.
Yeah, so they filed for possession, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So I see that on a PAE docket. Now, all right, now hold on. Now, I got two people on hold, so Paul and Mark, hold on a couple more minutes. But I'm asking you guys to vote on this, whether I should take this tenant. So if you vote on this tenant, just tell me why you think I should take them. Tell me why you shouldn't take this tenant. And if you do, you get a free ticket to the money multiplier. So real quick,
hey,
I just have to tell you, yeah.
Let me present, and then they can decide, right? I'm going to present what I presented to you, and then they can decide.
You got cool? It. Okay, it's all
so,
you, man. Go.
Fake names. Bill and Sally, married, two children. The rent at your property is $1,425. They make right at three times the rent amount. Okay? Their income is $5,000. Net is $4,000, $4,200, right around there. Okay? They were paying $1,300 a month, 52 months on time, 2 months, 1 week late, plus utilities. Their rent is going up just $125. This tenant has no car payment, no car at all. Very simple. House close to his job. And she gets picked up for work. Sally has had the same job for 4 years. Eric has had the same job for just shy of 3 years. Okay? They have been in their current, I just wrote this down in the notes, 2019, 4.5 years. Credit, nothing established, right? But nothing negative either. So no unpaid bills on their credit whatsoever, but nothing established. They have $4,000 to their name. They're 43 and 46 years old. The landlord gave them a 30-day notice to a family of four to find a place in this crazy market. They don't find a place within that 30 days. The landlord goes right to court and files for possession. Right? Now, I have opinions about that, but I don't want to take over your show.
All right. That's okay.
So, 1 second. What's going on with the case right now? He filed just...
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You looked at PAE docket. He just filed for 1 month of rent?
He filed for possession.
With no money?
June and July. Okay. He filed for possession and he filed for June and July rent.
Yeah, he's going to get a judgment against him for June and July rent.
So, why aren't they paying June if he gave them a 30-day notice during June? Because
What's his name?
Omri.
Omri.
You met Omri, actually.
Omri.
Yeah.
Omri. Hi, Omri. Again.
Hey.
Omri. So the situation is that you have a family of four that, you know, live a simple life, and they don't have a huge nest egg. So the problem is landlord gives them 30 days to go get out, right? And they have $4,000 to their name.
Which is terrible.
Right?
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm trying to understand.
You can't hold on. You can't pay rent to a current landlord and to the next landlord if you have $4,000 to your name. So the landlord has to pick, right?
It's not the landlord's problem.
No, hold on.
I know it isn't.
We agree with you. We agree with you. Everybody agrees with that.
My red flag on this application is that they don't have a lot of money. That's what I told Larry. That's my big red flag. They don't have a lot of money.
So my only question is when he gave them the notice, because you said they are not paying 2 months. When he gave them the notice, in the beginning of June, that's why they haven't paid June?
So by June 1st, they were given a notice that they have to leave by the end of June, and they were not able to find a place within that.
By the way, do you have a copy
of the landlord? Right. Then the landlord then files in July, and they are able to file for June and July at that point.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's iffy.
No, so you see what's happening? This is why I brought Jason on. Because the more he talks, the more I move from the absolute no to maybe, sort of, kind of, maybe.
Those details that he just added are extremely important.
Exactly.
Because now they are 1 month in this property.
Right.
Leave it if it's fair or not fair. We both agree here. I think all of us agree here in the studio that it's not fair, the 30-day notice.
Absolutely.
But they are right now 1 month in the place because they have no place to go. I get it. But they are 1 month out of the lease.
Right. No, so two things. It's revenge, or it's they just don't have the money. And I got to tell you, they probably don't have the money. But even if it is revenge, I'm kind of thinking that this landlord was a jerk to give them 30 days notice.
If it's revenge, I immediately say no.
Right.
Immediately say no, because this is business. We know it's business. Some of us, we got closer to our tenants and we immediately paid with it.
Right. All right. Now,
hey,
hold on.
Larry, so here's how I rule out revenge, right? Nothing's happening here because they got a 30-day notice. They've been paying this landlord for 4.5 years, right? Faithfully, right?
Right.
And they were given a 30-day notice. They cut the money stream off to their current landlord because they need to care about their family first. And I get
Agreed.
That. So
I
my
get it
thought
too.
Is you have no plan on selling your property, right? So this could be a long-term tenant, right, that just stays. Because that's what a tenant like this does. They stay. Right?
Okay,
and
which is great
goal,
for me, especially
right?
in this one, yeah. because I get the worst tenants, and for whatever reason, this one unit is the worst unit I own over there. It's
Larry,
I get constant turnover.
Let's label this house for you affordable housing, because you don't have everything luxury, right? You also provide affordable housing, and that's an important note. This is a property that is affordable, right? So we are not going to find... You know, if we find a perfect tenant, you know what they call a perfect tenant? A buyer, right?
They don't exist,
right?
I agree. All right, so hold on a second. Let's see. Hey, Paul, are you still there? Are you still online, Paul? Paul, can you hear us?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
All right, Paul. So I don't know if you heard that conversation. I know you called in a second early before Jason did. But what is your take on this?
Well, I'm in complete agreement as a landlord that the best tenants are, they're going to be a buyer next year, and you're looking for a long-term tenant. It's way more important to get a long-term tenant. And this is a very interesting situation. I'm on the fence, too, but I think in today's economy, I can get a better tenant right now. 4 years ago, I'd be more inclined to take this tenant.
Okay, so your vote is no, then?
Geez, can I abstain?
You can.
Right
you can. Okay. We'll take that as a no vote.
I got an open mind, and you're right about the 30-day notice. Well, one, if you don't have, if you're month to month, I think it's 60 days in Pennsylvania now.
No, it's 30 days, but it's really wrong to give 30 days. It's really wrong.
I agree. In today's environment, you're offering suicide to somebody.
Yeah, it's not right. I give 60 to 90 days. You know, and if somebody came back to me, if I gave them 60 days notice, they said, hey, can I stay another month? I just say yes automatically, unless there's an absolute reason why I can't do it. But it's not right. I mean, the landlord's trying to renovate the building. Who cares? So he gets another extra month or two rent until he renovates the building. That's just not right. So that's kind of where it gets a little weird for me, too. Hey, Paul, you want to come to the Money Multiplier?
When is it going to be again?
August 12th, all day.
August 12th. And that was a Saturday or...
Yeah, just Saturday, right. All day Saturday, yes.
And where at?
In our office in Langhorne at Investor Schooling.
Right near Bristol. Like,
there you go.
Like a suburb of Bristol.
We'd love to have you, man.
Yeah, I can do that. You're up in like Middletown, close to the Newtown, right?
Correct.
Yeah, right off the Newtown bypass. Hey, do you need one ticket or two?
No, give me two. I'll bring another investor.
That would be awesome, man. All right. So, do you have anything else that you wanted to talk about? Because I know you called before Jason did.
I'm following your conversation between you and your property manager.
Cool.
And I used to have property up in Fleetwood, if he knows where that is, up there near the Lehigh Valley, near Christian.
Yep, I do. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sold that. Did my first 1031 tax deferred exchange and bought two condos down in Myrtle Beach.
All right. So we got a no vote. All right, so real quick, we got a no vote from Paul, right? Okay, so Sean's going to take your information so we can get those tickets to you. So we're going to move on to – thanks, Paul, and thanks for calling. All right, we're going to move on to Mark. What's going on, Mark?
How are you?
All right, what's happened? Did you listen to the conversation?
Yes.
All right, what do you think?
It sounds like you've given him great advice.
Should we take them or not take them?
Take them.
All right, we got one vote that says take them. All right. So, okay. what is your opinion? Why do you think so?
I was trying to tell you about my situation.
Oh, go ahead, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
I live in an apartment complex in South Philadelphia, and the lower level unit. It's a small building. There's only three units in the building. Three apartments in the building. Now, about 4.5 years ago, during the pandemic year, the woman that lived in the lower unit, they're all single bedroom units, she passed away right during the pandemic year. She might have passed away from COVID. I'm not sure. But after she passed away, they rebuilt her unit. It took them 4.5 years to rebuild that unit. That means new flooring, new ceiling. They rebuilt the kitchen, maybe widened the bedroom or whatever. They even built a new outside door leading
Mark, I love the story, but we only have an hour show. So can you get to your question?
Yeah, well, and then the man next to me in the second unit, he also passed away, and it took them 10 months to rebuild his unit.
Okay.
Well, my unit.
I hope you're not next.
Yeah, my unit has never been rebuilt in the inside of it. And my question to you is that legal to rebuild two units and refurbish and do everything there is? One unit took 4.5 years, and the second unit took 10 months.
You ready?
And they never rebuilt anything on the inside of my unit.
All right, not only is it legal, it's good business. Why would they renovate a unit while you're in there? You want to leave? If you leave, they'll renovate yours.
Well, I mean, they could have said to me, do you want to stay in a hotel while we rebuild parts of your...
Do you have money for a hotel? Mark, do you have money for a hotel?
If that was the offer, I would have.
No. Do you have money for a hotel? Can you pay for a hotel?
It depends on how long.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you can pay for a hotel... Then go move the hotel and let them renovate the unit.
Mark, do you pay the same amount of rent as the two other renovated units? Or do you pay less?
I was paying less, but I have no outside storm windows, and there's a lot of other...
Hey, Jason, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jason, you want to tell this tenant that he should be lucky? He should feel lucky that he's got a lower rent?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, a lot of new owners are buying properties at very high price, and you're just getting a notice that your rent's going up $200-$300, and you're not getting a free ice cream cone from them.
Yeah, really.
Let alone new stores. So
we got somebody online actually saying that you're going to pay more rent if they renovate your apartment.
Of course.
So the last thing you want to do is have them renovate your apartment. I mean, if there's something broken, have them fix it. But Mark, do you want to go? You want to come to the Money Multiplier on the 12th?
No, I can't make it, but
okay.
Thank you for answering my question.
You got it, man. All right, we got to run. Thanks, Mark, and good luck with your situation. All right, we got Harry. What's going on, Harry? I'm sorry, yeah, Harry.
Yes,
yeah.
I would take the tenant.
You would take him. Give me a reason why.
Because they've been paying like 52 months for 4 years. They've been paying on time. It looks like the landlord is a little bit harsh at the end.
Harry, they're being evicted.
Well, maybe they could have worked something out. If they've been paying for 4 years, I would keep them.
All right. So that's two.
Let me interject real quick, Larry. He brought up a good point. Maybe they should have worked something out. This landlord could have very easily communicated with his tenant and gave them an exit plan. They should have worked something out. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the owner does sound like he is a bit greedy. He wants them out now. He wants to renovate now.
Absolutely.
He wants to get his money out now. He doesn't try to communicate with him. We all agree that the owner, the current landlord, doesn't seem to be fair.
No, he was definitely a jerk by giving him 30 days notice.
I agree.
Yeah.
But we still need to figure out what will happen if you will have a sewer line explode in the basement and you will need to get them out. In any kind...
What are you talking about? You go off on some weird stuff.
No, listen. There is a scenario here that you will need them out.
Okay.
Yes, you're looking for a long-lasting tenant.
Right.
Everybody looks for a long-lasting tenant.
I got to interrupt you because I want to go on with this because this is actually a really good conversation. All right, Harry, did you want to come to the Money Multiplier?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And I have another question too, yes.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I have a question for Emery.
Yeah.
Great, you got him going again.
Why do you rent but you also choose to be a renter?
Why?
Why you are a landlord, but you also choose to be renting out?
Because where I live right now, it doesn't make sense for me to buy. My money used to, because prices are so crazy right now. But my money make more sense in bringing me rental income than in providing me with a house right now.
So Harry, I'm gonna tell you something. That's actually very smart. Because he could pay less for this rental unit that he has. That's fine. He gets to be in the school system for his kids that he wants to be in. There are no houses in this area for sale. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had tried to buy a house. Omri had found a house that he wanted that I thought was ridiculously overpriced. And he bid over the asking price and somebody outbid him. So he has, you know, he has interest in owning a house in this area. But currently, he's taking all his money and he's using that to create rental income, which is an investment. And believe it or not, your own house, the house that you live in, is never an investment. That's the house you live in. It just happens to, usually you get more when you sell it than when you bought it. That's not an investment. An investment property is one that gives you income and somebody else pays for it. So it's actually a really good idea, even if you don't own a house, to still buy rental properties and rent from someone else. So that's why he does it, Harry.
And we have a question here from Joe.
Okay.
So online. So I will give you some numbers in a second. That
Omri, hold on a second.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know where you are right now. But let's do this. So let's do this. So Harry, we're gonna let Sean take your information. We're gonna let Sean take your information, and we'll get you tickets to the Money Multiplier, and we're gonna move on to Rob. We appreciate your call, Harry. Thanks so much. What do you got, Rob?
Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm talking about the couple with only $4,000 in the bank, okay? How come you're talking about your plight of getting them evicted so you can get your rent, but I don't hear anything about the plight of the couple with only $4,000 to the moon? And this is a problem nationwide with millions of people, their position and I don't hear anything about their plight.
All right, so hold on a second, Rob. I think you're implying that we may not be sensitive to their situation. Is that correct?
That I sensitive? No, you might be. You're just not talking about it.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean. What do you mean?
Hear I don't get talking it. About it. You might be. You might be. Sure, I don't know.
All right, so hold on, Rob. I know it's a nationwide problem.
And not one thing about these poor people only have. Why don't you? I have an idea, a solution. Why don't you just lower the rent so they can afford it? If they've been affording
it
all these years, why don't you just
Rob, did you listen to the whole show? Rob, stop. Am I going to have Sean disconnect you? You got to listen to me, okay? Did you listen to the beginning of the show?
No.
Okay. So you have no idea what you're even talking about. Here's the deal. We're trying to decide whether we should take a tenant who paid on time for 4.5 years, and then they were given notice by their landlord, and they decided not to pay their landlord anymore because the notice was given to them. because they're renovating the property, okay? And they want to renovate the property, and then they want to sell it. So they gave notice to the tenant. The tenant decided to not pay them anymore. They're now in eviction court. They're now being filed for possession. So I'm on the phone with my property manager, Jason, and he's trying to sell us on the idea of taking the tenant. So far, we have two votes and one vote online. That's three votes that says I should take this tenant. Now, I already know what your answer is because you're a bleeding heart liberal. So I'm going to just put you down for four.
No, don't do that. I don't blame you. Okay, that happened to my friend. They gave us 30 days. We're selling it. You got to move. She had to find a place in 30 days. That's it. If you give them more, sure, they're not going to pay. That's one of the drawbacks of being a landlord. It's not. Everything isn't great, you know. No matter what we invest in, it's a chance. So, but that's the risk you got to take.
All right. So am I right, Rob? Are you voting for them to take? You voting for them to have it?
How long of a notice did they have? 30 days? How long rent are they behind not paying? 1 month?
Or 2 months.
Nine, or what?
2 months.
2 months? You gave them 2 months notice and they're not paying 2 months?
You gave them 1 month.
They need, if they only have $4,000 in the bank, they need that for a security deposit, buddy.
That's the exact argument. All right, that's the exact argument Jason, my property manager, who's online with us right now, is saying. All right, Rob, you want to come to the money multiplier? Hold on. Rob, you want to come to the money multiplier? One more time. Do you want to come to the money multiplier?
What is up in Longhorn? That's over a 3-hour trek for me drive. All right. Over 3 hours.
All right.
So,
all right, Rob.
Why don't you come down to West Stepford?
Oh. I got nothing better to do with my life to come see you.
That's what they say all over the place.
All right, Rob. All right, Rob. Well, I appreciate the call. As always, we'll talk to you again. All right, so far, just so you know, we could still vote, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. You're listening to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and we teach people real estate investing. We teach people stock options trading. We teach people everything about money. So one of the things that we teach is we teach people about landlording. And this is such an unusual situation that I decided to bring it up here. I thought it would be a great conversation, and it's turning out to be an incredible conversation. But I thought it would be great if you guys voted, if the listening audience voted. By the way, if you're watching online, feel free to call. You can call 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Give me your opinion. 855-939-1137. Jason, you got a little time to hang out?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back.
This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. This is Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and we are having a great conversation on whether we should take this tenant or not. If you haven't been listening from the beginning, just to sum up the situation real quick, this is a situation where Jason, who is on the phone with me, Jason is my property manager in Lehigh Valley, and he came to me with a tenant, and he basically is suggesting I take them, but I had so many red flags that I wasn't sure what to do. So let's talk about the red flags real quick. The one red flag is that he said that the owner is selling the property. And that's a big red flag, but it's okay if everything else is okay. But then we came up, the next one is they can move in right away, which, by the way, is another red flag. Then I said, have they been paying the rent? And it turns out that they're actually being evicted currently for not paying the rent. But Jason assures me that they made their rent payments for the last 4.5 years on time, no problem. And the only reason they stopped paying the rent is because they have very little money in the bank. And when the landlord gave them notice, they decided to not pay them any longer so they can make sure they had enough money to get another apartment because they need first month, last month, and 1 month security. And, you know, the argument is there for them. So what we've been doing right now is we've been discussing whether we should take them as a tenant, and I'm asking for your input. So if you want to call in at 855-939-1137 and give your input, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. Give your input on what you think, if we should take this tenant or not. So, Jason, it looks like there's a pretty high chance that we're going to take this tenant because we now have four yeses.
Yeah. I'll just tell you, Larry is a very smart guy, but I will just tell you the only thing that we're disagreeing on is what the red flag is with this tenant. And right, I just want to tell you that if this tenant runs into trouble, Larry has a problem, right? But this isn't a luxury rental. This is affordable housing. So these are the problems that we have. So my management company, we have luxury. We also have affordable. This house is on the affordable side. So this is the clientele that we are going to have. We're not going to get $20,000 in the bank, right? It's not going to happen.
Well, the other thing that surprises me is that this is the only tenant you have presented to me so far from this place.
Well, are you surprised, though? I mean, it's July, right? Almost August, right? Tough time. Okay. You know, applications aren't pouring through. And there's no rhyme or reason for rentals. You know that. So we rented 15 properties this month. I have two apartments that I'm very shocked that didn't rent. And then I have two or three that I'm shocked somebody took it for the price that the owner wanted. So, like, no rhyme or reason. But yeah, this is the only application so far.
I remember you said that you or one of your associates, they talked to the other landlords. So I'm curious to see what do the other landlords say about these people?
So my rental agent is tasked with putting the application together and presenting it to me, and then I present it to Larry. And then if there needs to be further discussion, I do that. And so that's what I did, and I called the landlord. The current landlord told me that the property is being managed by another management company. That other management company around here, it's a mom and pop, but they're trustworthy. And Larry said, I would love to see that they paid, and I don't know if you mind me saying this, Larry, but I bet you they didn't pay, but they did, right? So we got January, February, March, April, May, June, or May. January, February, March, April, May. All receipts paid on time from the last property management company for these tenants. And I think Larry was shocked by that. But that
no,
is
no, I wasn't shocked. I think that, I think you misunderstood the question. I said I wanted the last five payments because I wanted to prove that they didn't pay July or June. But, you know, but then again, that came up in the conversation. I missed it, but that's okay. But the reality is, okay, so now I have a tenant that's coming to me that for 4.5 years they were fine, and all of a sudden they have a new situation where the landlord is selling the building. And whether we need to believe them or not. Now, whether we believe them or not at this point, it's really moot. It really comes down to, do we take them?
No. Wait.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about your red flags before you will bullying me again. So,
let me answer your question real quick.
No. So, Larry, if you talk about the red flags.
Wait, hold on. Greg, what was your question, Jason?
He was going
to I didn't answer her original question. I was just building. I wanted to answer her question.
Okay.
So,
okay.
The landlord said that they have not been a problem. They don't complain. The property is well kept, and they just did not pay June and July. So he filed for possession. Right. So it was a stellar recommendation. Other than the fact that they can't afford to pay for two places. That's all that it is. They can't afford to pay for two places.
All right, I get it. I totally get what he's saying, and we have all the facts. So anybody out there want to call in, make a decision, 855-939-1137. By the way, if you call in, you also get tickets to the Money Multiplier event, which is an all-day event that we're having on August 12th. And if you don't want to call in and you want to pay for the tickets, you can go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com, and you can buy your tickets there, 4mmw.com. Or if you want to call in right now and just give us an opinion, what you think. Should we take them? Should we not take them? Just hear what you have to say. So far, we got four yeses and we have no nos, except for Omri.
No, we haven't one no, no?
No. What do you say, Omri?
I think you are a no.
Well, I'm a no, but I don't count anymore. What are you? Okay. Are you a no?
So I think I'm still.
There's no more facts. The facts we have. You don't ask for any more facts because we don't have them.
Why do you still present it as red flags? That's the only question I have for you. We understand that the owner is selling.
Right.
We understand they need to move.
Okay.
So this is not something that they all made right. up.
So you know how like we have this school that we teach landlords how to be landlords.
Yeah. Correct.
So tenants have the same kind of school. Mm-hmm. They have screw the landlord tenant school.
Uh-huh. The professional
which is they talk
tenant,
to their
right?
friends, and their friends say, if you tell the landlord mm-hmm. that the seller's selling the property, I mean the owner's selling the property, that's a good idea. That makes everything all better.
But that's confirmed. We confirmed that with the previous
owner. We still haven't confirmed
that. This is not a story.
Here's the deal. We still haven't confirmed it. The landlord said so. That's not confirmation to me. Confirmation to me would be the listing in the MLS. But there isn't a listing in the MLS. In fact, story gets a little bit weirder when he says I'm going to renovate it and then I'm going to sell it. I mean, why would you have a paying tenant? Why would you not just sell the building with the paying tenant to somebody else, make your money and go?
Okay, so my decision is no.
Okay. Debbie.
Let me ask one question. How long has your place been open?
It was just finished about 2 weeks ago.
I wouldn't rush into getting a tenant in there just to get a tenant in.
So Debbie says no. All right, let's get Tony in Doylestown. What's going on, Tony?
Oh, gosh, wow, that was fast. I'm definitely a hard no.
Oh, well, we got 4-3 now.
Are you a landlord?
Yeah, are you a landlord?
Yes.
Of course.
Well, can tell us a story. You don't have to question whether you're a landlord.
Well, I mean, my husband and I own two rental properties, and, you know, it is a nightmare to try to get renters out. So,
no, it's not.
I mean, obviously,
Tony, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a nightmare to get tenants out.
How many months?
How many months? It'll take you a maximum of 45 days to get rid of a tenant if you file immediately. You have to learn how to file immediately. So here's the deal. Rent's due on the 1st, on the 2nd it's late. On the 5th, it's $150 late fee, and on the 15th, I file for eviction. Now, let me make sure you understand something, Mr. Tenant. Mr. Tenant, if you're in the hospital, your mother died, you lost your job, please call me. I'm going to send you flowers, but I'm still filing for eviction on the 15th. Do we understand each other? That's the conversation I have with every tenant when they go into a place. And you know what? I've had only one eviction in the last 25 years, and guess what? That tenant paid their rent on time every single month. And you know why I evicted them? Because they were drug addicts and they were upsetting the other tenants in the building. And that was the only reason I evicted them. Now, when you say this to somebody, you have to look at their reaction. And if the reaction is, oh, my last landlord didn't file for 2 months, you look at them and go, guess what? Your next landlord might do the same thing, but it ain't going to be me. You get it? There's no such thing as bad tenants. There's only bad landlords. All right? So right now, there's a possibility that this landlord with this tenant is a bad landlord because he only gave them 30 days notice, and that might be the problem. But you know, we're on the fence on it. I'm kind of like leaning towards
maybe
believing the story.
It doesn't mean he's the bad landlord. He's
a bad landlord if he treated somebody that way.
Okay.
And that's why he didn't get paid for 2 months. Because if he would have said, hey, listen, I'm giving you 60 or 90 days notice, none of this would be happening right now.
There is no excuse to not paying the rent. I don't agree with that.
I agree with you.
No, don't say that.
No, I agree with you. There's no excuse not paying the rent. But if the landlord would have been a little more courteous and a little more professional, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation. But I agree with you. The tenant created the situation, which is the eviction. However, again, we have the facts of the facts. So, Tony, you still know you or you yes? I think we lost her. Okay.
So I started something before, and I just want to complete any problem that you have. The sewer line will explode. The roof will collapse. Anything, and you will need them out, and they will refuse to leave because they have no place to go. you will be in a problem.
Right, let me answer your question, because it is so irrelevant to this conversation that I want to cut you off, okay? If my sewer line breaks or my building explodes, guess what? Mm-hmm. The tenant has to move.
Okay, but they won't move.
And there's they're going to live in a building that doesn't exist.
Yes.
Okay, then
hopefully, that doesn't make any sense.
Hopefully that never happens to you, mm-hmm. but you know, hopefully it never happens to anybody. But if it happens, what are you going to do? I mean, the building is uninhabitable.
Actually,
wait a minute. I'll even give you a situation. And Jason, this is one of Jason's properties, which is kind of interesting. Check this out. We had one where the water line broke to the house. Remember that, Jason?
I remember, the duplex.
The water line, mm-hmm. it was a single unit. No? No, that's different. The water line going from the street to the house broke. And the city turned the water off. They said, you have to fix this before we can turn the water on. I got tenants living there. So I immediately told Jason, tell them their lease is ended. They can go find a place if they want to. They said to Jason, no, we'll stay.
Where would they go?
I said, how can they live there without water? And Jason said, they want to live there. And we tried. We got somebody in there as fast as we could. It took, 8 or 9 days to get it fixed, Jason?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was 8 or 9 days to get it fixed. These people live without water. I mean, it's terrible. But if they really wanted to leave at that moment, I gave them full permission to break the lease, because there's nothing I can do. And the only reason it took 8 or 9 days, we had to find a contractor, we had to get permits. You know, the city is like, oh, yeah, you need permits to replace that line. There are people living in this house without water. Yeah. Could you please expedite the permit? Oh, yeah, maybe. I go home at 4 o'clock. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. That's the way. Don't they even have any sympathy for these people? But whatever. We got it done as soon as possible, and they stayed.
We need to ask ourselves what happened here. If the guy tell them 30 days, you're out, I don't care, it's one thing. If he came to them and he told them, guys, you have 30 days, and they just said, okay, so we are not paying, that's a whole different thing. Me as a tenant, I will come to the landlord or to the management company and I will say, listen, I understand that you want us out. I understand that you want us to move. I understand you want to renovate. Please give us 60 days. Please give.
We don't know if that conversation.
We don't
ever
know
had.
Exactly. Right, right. Don't know, and that's why I think had. The conversation. Yeah.
That would be a great conversation to ask them, to, Jason. But at this point, you don't have to.
Real quick, it was a very cut and dry conversation with that landlord. Within seconds, I knew what kind of landlord it was, and I'm going to refrain on my opinion.
Oh, okay.
But it was a 30-day notice, right? They did not leave in June. So he filed in July, and that was it. Okay. That was the conversation. That's as far as he was going to go with it. So far,
well,
I can tell you, Larry, and I know even you. Like, if you're gonna sell a property and you want the tenant out for whatever reason, and they can't get out in 30 days, and they contact me and they say, "Hey, look, I need an extra 10 days," we're going to give them those 10 days.
Of course,
they'll just pay a prorated rate, and they say, of course.
Right? There's no question here,
right?
Of course,
no question.
I mean, and first of all, I'm not giving somebody 30 days notice. I'm giving 60 to 90 days notice, because it's only right. It's only fair. You know, and I ask for 60 days notice if they're leaving. Right. I ask for the same 60 days notice, the same courtesy to me.
The only reason I am
sticking, and most of the time I get 45. I don't even get 60, and I still make it okay.
So the only reason I'm sticking
right.
With
I mean, it doesn't have a chain, but yeah, it's a smart thing to do. I'll just tell you real quick, because I know you're short on time, but at a 3-unit that I sold, and in apartment 2, it was, same type of couple. They had been there for 10 years. Late on rent a couple of times. Sure. No money, right? After we sold the property, the new owners gave everybody their pink slip out in 30 days. They called us crying. I had my rental agent take them out. They were getting rejected over and over and over. Scratching my head. Why wouldn't somebody take? Nobody, first of all, Larry, around here, I call landlords all the time. Ask me how many times landlords call me for references. It almost never happens. It's amazing.
Right.
It's amazing to me. But nobody's calling me to even ask me about these people, right?
Yeah.
I would put them in anything if I had a vacancy, anything. They're just, look, if you're in the game of affordable housing, this is what comes with it, right?
Well, I will tell you,
tenant that pays every month, it's a no-brainer to me.
I love Jason.
Well, we have four more minutes. Wait, we have actually 3.5 more minutes for somebody to change it. It's 4-3. So right now we're taking the tenant. And by the way, I will get back to you guys over the next year and let you know whether it was the right decision or not. But the other thing too, Jason, is is you have to call these tenants and you have to say that we actually had a conversation on the radio and had the voter and had the radio listeners vote in and they accepted them. And the reason we've taken them is because they said yes, so they better never be late.
You got it. Actually, I'll do you one better. If we talk after this meeting and you say go for it, I will go to their house personally now and see what it looks like.
Well, at the moment they're being taken. The moment we're saying yes, we have three no's and four yeses, so we're taking them. Anybody else want to call in and change my mind? 855-939-1137. We got one or two more minutes left. 855-939-1137. So real quick, Jason, do you want to give everybody your information? Or you want to do a plug for you?
Yeah, sure. It's a Casadon Property Management. We are in the Lehigh Valley, within 20 minutes of the surrounding areas. And we love our clients.
So how can they get a hold of you? So if somebody has a property in Lehigh Valley, how can they get a hold of you if they want you to be their property manager?
Website. You want me to put it in the comments there?
Whatever. No. Just talk.
You write it down.
Okay. Tell people how to get it. If you have a phone number, whatever you want.
Sure. It's Casadon Property Management. My own personal cell, 610-554-6599. You can call me anytime, and we will talk about property management in Lehigh Valley as long as you need to.
And it's Jason Hall, Casadon Property Management. Yep. And it's also, you're also an agent up there, right?
Yeah, broker. I'm a broker for the company. And we have about 7 employees for the management side. And I also, I'm affiliated with Federal Homes and Gardens Casadon Realty.
There you go. So it's Jason Hall. And so, Jason, I so appreciate that. And I told you I was going to be nice to you. You thought I was going to be nice to you.
I know you were. I love you.
This was a great conversation. Actually had a lot of fun. All right, everybody. So real quick, any last words, Omri? Any last words, Debbie?
No, I'm good.
All right, that's pretty cool. Any last words, Jason?
No, hey, it was nice chatting with you. Listen, I didn't think I was going to have this fun either, so thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. And the answer is yes, we're taking them, and we'll talk about the details in a little while. So once again, everybody, so you know, a couple things going on. First of all, we have our free class this Thursday. Go to investorschooling.com. You can take the free class this Thursday. By the way, it's always a great class, and it's always free, and we even tell you, don't even bring your wallet. We're not going to sell you anything that day. Yes, we're going to try to sell you something the next time you come, but we want you to come and we want you to experiment and learn about real estate, stock options, and just learn what we are. See our style of teaching. You can tell that we have a lot of fun, whatever we do. Also, we have the Money Multiplier event coming up, which is next Saturday. I'm sorry, not next Saturday. Saturday, August 12th. You can go to 4mmw.com. That's 4mmw.com, and you can get tickets there. And we always love to have people. We have a couple of really great people coming in. We have somebody coming in who is a surprise, and I'm going to tell you about that when the Money Multiplier comes. So go to investorschooling.com. I want to thank Sean for being our producer. I want to thank for all the callers. See you Thursday.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. Today's program has been pre-recorded.